Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 24. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's wunderbar. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, sehr gut, danke. Und du hast Neuigkeiten, nicht wahr?
Ja, genau.
Now, what our listeners don't know is that we've actually taken a little break from recording for the past several months. Although we've been publishing the episodes regularly, we've not been recording regularly. But there's a very good reason for that, isn't there, Andrea?
Genau. Und zwar... Ich bin Mama geworden.
Also, herzlichen Glückwunsch.
Vielen Dank, vielen Dank. Ich habe einen kleinen Sohn.
Und wie heißt er?
Er heißt Magnus.
Ah, was für ein schönes Name.
Vielen Dank, Marc. But I think you have made a little mistake there.
Well, I've probably forgotten quite a lot. It's been a few months since we recorded. What did I say?
So, you said was für ein schönes Name, aber Name ist der Name.
Also, I should have said, was für ein schöner Name.
Genau, sehr gut, bravo.
These adjective endings are always tricky. I think they'll always find them tricky. But Andrea, are we continuing with the topic of adjective endings today?
Nein, natürlich nicht. Wir haben ein neues Thema.
Super.
Und wir sprechen über reflexive Verben.
So reflexive verbs today in our lesson of Coffee Break German. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit. Und du?
Ja, ich bin bereit. Also, los geht's. Okay, now, Andrea, I think before we do get on to our reflexive verbs, we should perhaps do a little bit of review from last time. For our listeners, we're talking about 2 weeks ago. For me, we're talking about 8 months ago. So I think ich habe viel vergessen.
Ja, ich verstehe das gut. So, Marc, ich habe eine Frage an dich.
Okay.
Mit wem hast du Weihnachten gefeiert?
Well, it is quite a while since Christmas, but let's think back. This is giving us an opportunity to practice our possessive adjectives with family members and so on. So let's have a go. Ich habe Weihnachten mit meiner Frau und mit meinen Söhnen und auch mit meinen Schwiegereltern und natürlich mit meiner Mutter. Gefeiert.
Genau.
I forgot about my verb at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did I get all my possessives right?
Ja, sehr gut. Ja, okay. Also wir haben hier mit jemandem feiern. Das ist ein schöner Dativ.
Okay,
ja?
So the dative with mit. Also, hattest du eine schöne Weihnachtszeit?
Ja, es war sehr schön. Mit meiner Schwiegerfamilie und natürlich mit meinem Mann und meinem kleinen Sohn. Aber leider hat meine Katze unser Sofa kaputt gemacht.
Ach, schade.
Ja.
Oh dear. So there, I like the fact that you said you put in an adjective as well for your kleinen Sohn.
Mm-hmm.
So mit meinem kleinen Sohn. Is that a dative form of the adjective?
Ja, genau.
Okay, so just so that I'm getting this right in my head, it is sometimes since I've done all this. So mit meinem Mann und mit meinem kleinen Sohn.
Ja, genau.
So, a little son would be?
Ein kleiner Sohn.
Okay. The little son would be?
Der kleine Sohn.
And here we're in the dative, so it would be meinem kleinen Sohn oder einem kleinen Sohn.
Ja, genau.
Okay. Good stuff. Shall we move on now to our reflexive verbs?
Ja, genau. Wie du weißt, haben wir in unserer letzten Lektion über das Possessivpronomen gesprochen. Das ist eines meiner Lieblingsthemen der deutschen Grammatik.
Echt?
Ja, natürlich habe ich Lieblingsthemen.
I wouldn't see anything.
Ich freue mich aber auch auf unser Thema heute, die reflexiven Verben.
Okay, so what you've said there is that last time we spoke about possessive pronouns, and that's one of your favorite things about German grammar, yeah?
Yes.
I suppose I've got favorite things about French and Spanish grammar, yeah, so I'll let you off. And then you said, I think, ich freue mich. So that means you're looking forward to something, yeah?
Ja, genau.
So you're looking forward to today's new theme, which is reflexive verbs.
Richtig.
Okay, now, ich freue mich. That sounds to me like a reflexive verb.
Genau, ja.
Why is that reflexive?
Yes, some verbs in German are just reflexive for no good reason at all. We have obviously some verbs where it makes a bit more sense. For example, sich waschen.
Okay, so to wash yourself.
Yes. Sich rasieren.
To shave yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sich kratzen.
I don't know that one.
To scratch yourself.
Ah, okay. It sounds like scratching. Yeah. Sich kratzen. Kratzen, yeah. Okay.
But there are also many reflexive verbs where we don't really have a reason why it would be reflexive.
So there's no self element to it.
Exactly.
Okay. So I guess one of these must be sich freuen.
Genau.
Okay. So how is there a way to know whether a verb is reflexive or not?
They would only know by looking it up in the dictionary, or maybe because they have listened to Coffee Break German.
Natürlich. Okay. Let's conjugate our reflexive verb, because we're going to use the reflexive pronouns that go along with each person in the verb.
Yes.
Can we take a sort of traditional reflexive verb? Let's take to wash oneself.
Yes. Sich waschen.
Okay.
Yeah. Ich wasche mich.
So that would be I wash myself.
Du wäschst dich.
Okay, so there's a vowel change in there.
Yes, exactly.
You wash yourself, that is. Du wäschst dich.
Genau.
He washes himself.
Er wäscht sich.
She washes herself.
Sie wäscht sich.
We wash ourselves.
Wir waschen uns.
You all, plural, wash yourselves.
Ihr wascht euch.
And they wash themselves.
Sie waschen sich.
Or the euphormal.
Auch sie waschen sich.
Okay, so let's go back through our possessive pronouns. So for I to myself is.
Mich.
To yourself.
Dich.
Himself or herself.
Sich.
And both of them are the same.
Yeah.
Then ourselves.
Uns.
Yourselves.
Euch.
That's the plural form. And then themselves.
Sich.
And of course the you, yourselves, the formal version.
Sich.
Okay, now that is a reflexive verb that we would expect to be reflexive, to wash oneself. However, as we've said, there are other verbs which we don't really translate in a reflexive way in English. You mentioned to look forward to something, and that would be?
Sich freuen.
Sich freuen. So when you're saying the infinitive, you put the sich pronoun in front.
Yes.
Sich freuen.
But you wouldn't look it up like this in the dictionary. You would look up freuen and then it would say reflexive.
Yes, so there would be reflexive or some kind of abbreviation of reflexive after it. But if you're talking about the verb, you would say sich freuen, sich waschen and so on.
Genau.
Okay, let's conjugate sich freuen with our reflexive pronouns. And of course, we'll do a translation of each of these as well. And you'll hear that there's no self in here.
Genau. So, ich freue mich.
I look forward to.
Du freust dich.
You look forward to.
Er freut sich.
He looks forward to.
Sie freut sich.
She looks forward to.
Wir freuen uns.
We look forward to.
Ihr freut euch.
You look forward to.
Sie freuen sich.
They look forward to. And of course the formal form to.
Sie freuen sich.
Okay. Right, Andrea, I look forward to something. There's an alarm bell ringing in my head because I'm thinking there is some kind of object there, but I don't really know what I'm going to do with this grammatically in German.
Exactly. So we need a preposition here.
Mm-hmm.
So, ich freue mich auf unser Thema.
Right, so the auf there is what we would translate as to in English. I'm looking forward to something.
Genau.
I'm looking forward to our topic, our
genau,
theme.
Genau, yeah?
But what case is that?
Ein Akkusativ.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good
ich
news.
Ich freue mich auf unser Thema.
Right. So, ich freue mich auf unser Thema.
Genau. So, but careful here. I could also say, ich freue mich über unser Thema, which
okay.
means something a bit different.
So what does that mean?
I am excited about our topic.
Right, so not looking forward to, but excited about.
Yeah, so it's already here.
Ah, okay. So we've established what the topic is. The topic has arrived and now we're talking about it and you're excited about it. So with über, am I guessing that there's a different case involved?
Nein, Ich freue mich über unser Thema.
So über is also using the accusative.
Genau, yeah.
Oh, that's great news. I thought you were going to say there was some complicated thing that we were going to use a dative for that.
No, but it obviously matters what preposition you use. It changes the meaning of this verb.
Okay, so what other kind of things might we be looking forward to?
Zum Beispiel the holidays.
So that would I be could Urlaub.
Ask you, yeah? Freust du dich auf deinen Urlaub?
Right, so it's der Urlaub.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes deinen in the accusative, yeah?
Genau, yeah.
So, ich freue mich sehr auf meinen Urlaub.
Sehr gut, super.
And if our holidays are already here, and I want to say I'm excited about my holidays, which have already arrived, because I'm off on holiday, could I say ich freue mich über meinen Urlaub?
Ja, genau, sehr gut.
I think I've got that. What other verbs would be conjugated like this?
Zum Beispiel sich entspannen.
Is that something to do with...
It's what you do, hopefully, in your holidays.
Oh, right, to relax. Okay, yeah. Sich entspannen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sich konzentrieren.
To concentrate, I guess.
Yes. Sich erkälten.
It's something to do with cold, I think.
Yeah, it's when you catch a cold.
Ah, to encold yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so sich erkälten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oder auch sich entscheiden.
Oh, that's to decide.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay.
So these are only a few of the reflexive verbs that we have, but mm-hmm. I think they're quite useful.
Okay. Should we do some practice?
Yes, good idea. Fritz entspannt sich am Strand.
Right. So we've got Fritz who, that's sich entspannen, which is to relax.
Mm-hmm.
He's relaxing on the beach.
Ja, genau, sehr gut.
Okay.
And Petra erkältet sich leicht.
Petra erkältet sich leicht. So she gets a cold easily?
Ja, genau, sehr gut.
Right. Let's try another couple.
Markus macht seine Hausaufgaben. Er konzentriert sich sehr.
Okay, so that would be Marcus is doing his homework.
Mm-hmm.
He is concentrating lots.
Yeah, genau, sehr gut.
So literally, he concentrates himself much.
Exactly.
And let's do one more before our break.
Du musst dich jetzt entscheiden. Willst du ins Kino oder nicht?
Okay, you're looking for a decision to be made
yes.
here, yeah. So you must decide now, do you want to go to the cinema or not?
Genau.
Okay, so these sentences haven't used any prepositions. We
genau.
Have already looked at sich freuen auf oder über.
Mm-hmm.
But after the break, I think we should look at some further reflexive verbs which need different prepositions.
Ja, gute Idee.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, in this lesson we're looking at reflexive verbs and we've done some practice of that. But Andrea, you were mentioning earlier that some reflexive verbs do need different prepositions. Can you give us a little more information about this?
Yes, we've seen this with sich freuen auf oder über, but there are many more. For mm-hmm. example, sich ärgern über etwas.
What does that mean?
To get annoyed about something.
Okay, could you give me an example, just a simple example of that?
Ja, natürlich. Ich ärgere mich über den Lärm.
I get annoyed about the...
Noise.
Noise, den Lärm. Okay, a new word for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some more examples?
Natürlich. Sich erinnern an etwas.
That's to remember.
Ja, ich erinnere mich an meine Kindheit.
So that's another accusative there.
Ja, genau.
Sich ärgern über, is that also accusative?
Ja, auch akkusativ, ja.
Okay.
Sehr wichtig auch, sich interessieren für.
so to get interested in something, to be interested in something.
Genau. Mm-hmm. Ich interessiere mich für Politik.
I am interested in politics.
Genau.
Literally, I interest myself in politics,
ja,
or
richtig.
For politics.
Ja.
Okay.
Auch mit Akkusativ. Sich beschweren über.
I don't know what that is.
To complain about something. It's very important when you speak German.
Okay, so sich beschweren, you said? Mm-hmm. Okay, give us an example.
Ich beschwere mich über das Haar in meiner Suppe.
Oh, that's not very pleasant. Mm-hmm. Hair in your soup, not very pleasant at all. So sich beschweren über. Okay,
genau.
So that's also the accusative, yeah?
Ja, genau.
So do all reflexive verbs take the accusative?
No, of course not. It depends on the preposition. Mm-hmm. And some prepositions use a dative, for example, mit.
Okay, so just to be clear here, it's not the verb itself that's determining the whether it's taking accusative or the dative, it's the preposition.
Exactly.
So the preposition is the thing that will indicate or that will trigger a particular dative or a particular accusative and so on, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we know a very famous example. Sich treffen mit.
So to meet up with someone?
Yes, exactly. Ich treffe mich mit Fritz.
Okay, so I meet up with Fritz. Could I say ich treffe mich mit meiner Mutter?
Ja, genau, sehr gut, super.
So a dative possessive pronoun there, or a dative case anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
We have another one. Sich fürchten vor.
Well, that's tricky to say. Sich fürchten vor?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
To be scared of something.
Okay, right. So could I say, ich fürchte mich vor Spinnen?
Vor Spinnen, ja.
I'm scared of spiders.
Ja, to make it a bit clearer that it is a dative. Mark fürchtet sich vor der Dunkelheit.
I'm scared of darkness.
Yeah.
And so Dunkelheit would be feminine there.
Yeah, genau.
So that's why it's der. And I think, am I right in thinking that all words that end in Heit are feminine?
Genau, richtig.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, let's take some further examples.
Ja, sehr gern. Ich habe ein paar Fragen für dich.
Okay.
Mark, interessierst du dich für Musik?
Ja, ich interessiere mich für Musik. Ich spiele Klavier.
Sehr schön. Erinnerst du dich an dein erstes Auto?
Ja, ich erinnere mich an meinen. No.
Das ist das Auto?
Ja, ja. An mein erstes Auto. Es war ein Volkswagen.
Ah, sehr schön, super.
Und es war blau.
Sehr gut, super. Wovor fürchtest du dich?
Wovor? What would that be?
Of what are you afraid?
Oh, ich fürchte mich vor Ratten.
Ah, das verstehe ich.
I'm scared of rats. Okay, Andreas, so far we've been talking about what happens to reflexive verbs in the present.
Genau.
My next question, given that we're now masters of multiple tenses.
Of course.
What happens in the perfect?
Haha. That will be explained next time in our next class.
Okay, I'm jumping the gun.
Yes, and we will also have a lot of time for practice.
That sounds good. Perhaps we should do a little more practice of what we've covered in this lesson before we finish.
Good idea. I have a few more questions for you.
Okay.
Beschwerst du dich oft im Restaurant?
Do I often complain in the restaurant?
Ja.
Ich beschwere mich ab und zu im Restaurant.
Okay, okay.
Ich beschwere mich über kaltes Essen.
Ach so, ja, das verstehe ich.
Ja, okay. Aber nicht ein Salat.
Nein, natürlich nicht. Gut, nächste Frage. Wie oft triffst du dich mit deinen Freunden?
So, how often do I meet up with my friends, plural?
Mhm,
ja,
genau.
Deinen Freunden. Ja, okay. Ich treffe mich mit meinen Freunden, wenn ich Zeit habe.
Ja, sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Dritte Frage. Worüber ärgerst du dich manchmal?
So that's a new question word again. Worüber?
Ja, so wir haben sich ärgern über.
Ja.
Und worüber is about what. Just right. Like before, we had wovor.
Ja.
Hast du Angst? Of what.
Okay, so ja. About what do you get annoyed sometimes?
Ja.
Okay. Worüber ärgerst du dich manchmal? Ich ärgere mich manchmal. I've no idea how to say this, but it is the thing that annoys me most when
yeah?
people waste time.
Ah, über Zeitverschwendung.
Zeitverschwendung.
Ja.
Okay, so ich ärgere mich manchmal oder allerseits.
Oft?
Oft, ja, über Zeitverschwendung.
Ja.
Okay.
Und dann die letzte Frage. Wie entspannst du dich?
So how do I relax?
Ja, genau.
Ich entspanne mich. Do I just say, what's the preposition here?
You could say, no preposition.
Okay, so I relax by doing something. So
ja, you could say,
indem
ich da.
Right, so ich entspanne mich, indem ich Klavierspiele.
Ja, sehr gut, super.
Oder ich lese oder.
Genau. Ja. So indem is by. And then we just use a normal
verb.
Ja.
Okay, right. So we don't need to have an infinitive or anything
Nein.
Like that. So ich entspanne mich, indem ich, ich Klavier spiele oder ich fernsehe.
Genau,
oder?
Sehr gut, super.
Okay. Gut. What about some translations? Shall we
ja,
do some
natürlich.
Translations just to keep us on our toes?
So, Satz 1. Martin is driving his new car and he is concentrating on the road.
Okay, so Martin is driving his new car and he's concentrating on the road. Let's give our listeners some time to think about this. And me some time to think about it too. Okay, I'm going to give this a go. Martin fährt sein neues Auto und er konzentriert sich auf,
ja.
auf die Straße.
Super, sehr gut.
Martin fährt sein neues Auto und er konzentriert sich auf die Straße.
Super.
Okay, let's do number two.
Lisa is annoyed with her husband. He never remembers their anniversary.
So Lisa is annoyed with her husband. He never remembers their anniversary. Okay. This is ärgern. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Lisa ärgert sich
mm-hmm.
über ihren Mann.
Ja.
Das Accusative, ja?
Mhm.
Erinnert sich, I never remember, nie.
Mhm.
To remember something is sich erinnern an
ja.
etwas. Okay, so er erinnert sich nie an ihren Anniversary?
Hochzeitstag.
All right, wedding day, ja?
Ja.
So, an ihren Hochzeitstag.
Genau. So, Lisa ärgert sich über ihren Mann. Er erinnert sich nie an ihren Hochzeitstag.
Okay. Right, let's move on to number three.
The teacher complains about the students. They aren't interested in math.
Okay, the teacher complains about students, they aren't interested in maths. Der Lehrer beschwert sich über die Schüler.
Ja.
Sie interessieren sich nicht für Mathematik?
Ja, genau, sehr gut, super.
Gut, okay. Let's do one more.
Tanya meets every Saturday with her friends.
Okay, Tanja trifft sich.
Trifft?
Ah, okay, will change. Tanja trifft sich. I'm trying to work out where the every Saturday goes. Does it go straight here?
So, ja.
Tanja trifft sich jeden Samstag mit, das Dativ, ihren Freunden.
Ja, genau, sehr gut, super.
If they were female friends, would it still be ihren Freundinnen?
Ja, genau.
Okay, so Tanja trifft sich jeden Samstag mit ihren Freunden oder mit ihren Freundinnen.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, well, I think that's been a really good lesson because we've been talking about a new topic which I have to say hasn't really felt quite as difficult as all those possessive pronouns last time. Next time, as you said, we're going to be looking at using the reflexive verbs in the perfect.
Ja, genau.
So we can look forward to that.
Ja, ich freue mich schon.
That's where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break German. Now, of course, there's lots more for this episode in the form of video notes and lesson notes and the bonus audio where we'll be practicing our reflexive verbs further. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And don't forget that you can check out our website at coffeebreaklanguages.com where you will find more ways to practice your German. And you can also now read our interesting blog articles about all things German.
If you want to keep up with what's happening behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages, then you can find us on Instagram. That's Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. And maybe we'll take a photo here now that we're back in the studio, and we'll pop that on Instagram later today.
You know.
Okay, that's it for this episode. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
Tschüss. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.